Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Caitlin, this is Miriam Davis, one of your customers, I believe. Are you Brownstone Research?
I could pull it up if you have a charge or if you're trying to make a purchase.
Well, I do have a charge, and that's what I was curious about. The only thing it says is exclusive, exclusive ultra motivate, and it must be motivational, and that it has your phone number on my credit card, and I cannot remember. I'm not familiar with that company name. Are you just a fee collector for Brownstone?
Yeah, so we're just a call center for different companies. So we have like
okay.
The customer service part of it. Like I said, I can pull it up if you've been charged for something.
If you would, since the name wasn't familiar before I paid the bill, I'd like to verify that it's who I think it might be.
Okay.
What do you need from me to pull it up?
Okay. If you could just confirm your zip code.
28613.
And what was your name, ma'am?
Miriam Davis.
Can you confirm either your mailing address or your email address?
Email address, lowercase, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, 2836@bellsouth.net.
Thank you. All right, 1 second, it's loading.
The music background is what made me realize that sounds like the company I think you might be representing. I just needed verified, but I'm not questioning Bill. I think it probably is, but I just wanted to know
I
could check it up.
It looks like it came from when you ordered like a Wi-Fi booster.
Yes.
Back in October.
Yes, it was it was supposed to be a free gift, I thought, and I just paid the.
Okay, so it.
Who did I order it from? What's the company that I ordered it from?
It is. Hold on, let me go to it. 1 second. For the Wi-Fi booster, Factory Direct Saving Store.
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Factory Direct Saving Store.
Okay, but it's supposed to be free, and I just paid $4.95 or something like that for postage.
Mm-hmm. It was $7.45. What happens is when you signed up for it, because it was a promotional deal, it enrolled you into a membership for that store. And they charge a membership fee. They do give you a gift card each month that you're enrolled for that store.
Which store are we talking about? That's what I'm trying to find.
The name is Factory Direct Saving Store.
That does not ring a bell. But I'm sure it was supposed to be free because I wouldn't have ordered it otherwise.
Okay, so it's a free, you get the product for free in shipping and handling. What happened is you probably just did not notice that part because it is listed in the terms and conditions that tells you that after 48 hours you get the charge for the membership fee and that you'll continue
getting that. What would the membership fee be too?
It's for that store. They give you a $125 gift card each month for it as well.
No, ma'am, I have not gotten any kind. I don't even know the company. It must be something that, you know, at my drugstore or somewhere where I buy something every now and then, they give you coupons, but it says a free gift. And then you just only pay for the shipping. And I'm being charged $49.97.
Yes, because that's for the membership, not the product.
I don't want the membership. They didn't tell me it was a membership. I wasn't even familiar with the name of what you're telling me it is. Mm-hmm. I want no membership in anything. I'm too old to have that.
Okay, I can cancel it if you don't want that. You don't have to be enrolled in something you don't want. You want to write down this cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. And how am I going to get this off of my bill, my credit card bill? without them. This is just, I just am supposed to pay the credit card bill. They don't know all this history.
So we can
do y'all
have.
issue, well, you can't issue me a credit if I haven't paid for it.
It has gone through. I can do a 35% refund on the last transaction.
But I haven't paid it yet, it's my point. So
Well,
I'm
I don't
not
know how
trying to
that
get
works with
something.
the credit card company, but the charge went through on our end. I don't know how, paying the credit card company works, but they went through on our end. So all I can do is go based off here. It says it was approved.
Okay, then they're charging me twice for it then, if they've already paid for it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how it works with the credit cards. I know you have to pay like a credit card fee for it, like at the end of the month or something like that. But yeah, once it
See,
goes
it
through,
sounds
it just
like
says
that they're
approved.
charging me for a membership.
Correct. You're being charged for a membership, the $49.97,
Okay,
not for the
but I
Wi-Fi
don't want to
feature.
keep getting something. This sounds like one of those companies that once you get some free item from them, then they keep sending it to you every month and charging for it. See, if you're showing it already went through, I've already paid for it once.
Right, so it's kind of a
And
promotional deal.
I don't want a $50 bill every month for them that I don't even know what they are.
Okay, you can write down this cancellation number. I canceled the account, so you won't keep getting charged.
Well, if you can do that, all right, cancellation number, CANCELATN number. Okay.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay. Okay. 88. Okay. 15. Okay.
3-9-9.
399.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that last one?
Nine.
Wait a minute. 15399, and then I thought I heard you say something else.
Oh, no, that was all. I'm sorry.
That was all. Okay. All right, now that means you're canceling my membership, so they won't get this payment, and I'll call.
I canceled the membership. Like I said, I don't know how your credit card rates,
Right,
but
you're working for the credit card company, are you not? That's who I
no,
called.
ma'am. You would have to call the credit card. Do you have your card in front of you? Because it should have a customer service number, on the back of your card.
Let me see. It's an AT&T Universal card.
Yeah, it should have a customer service number on the back.
I'm looking.
It might be really small,
They
though.
write it so tiny you
Yeah, it's
can't
really
read what.
small.
It's what?
It's really, really small, so you'll have to
Yes,
look to
if you're.
see it.
Oh yes, it's. I see a 800 number.
Yeah, so
It says
you'll
something
call that number
to
for the
access
credit
your
card.
monthly calling benefits. That's right. Call 1-800, and I just tell them that I talked with who.
You talk with the it's federal, it's factory direct savings store. So that's what the charge was for. So basically you call where you got the charge from, the customer service where you got the charge from. So that's who we are.
Okay, the company who sent me the charge my credit card.
And then I just refunded the $49.97. It does take about 3 to 5 business days for it to go through to the account, but you'll receive that within that amount of time. So you can just let them know you did speak with
Okay, and
us.
then you stop my account. So I
Yeah, so
won't be
you won't get
charged every
anything
month.
else. Correct.
Okay, that's the main thing. I don't want every time, this makes about the fourth time I've seen something that was free. All you had to pay was the shipping, and you'd think that was the end of it. They never mention membership or anything. And then the next thing you know, in a couple of months, something just registers. I've been seeing that every month. You call your credit card company, and you know what they say? You have paid 3 or 4 months before for this. You've been paying every month that amount. And so
Correct.
it's a scam, really. But they don't tell you that.
Yeah, so
So
if you
I guess my lesson is don't take anything else that's free. Because it's not free. That you'll be paying that every month. And
right,
that's
so
just free money.
What I tell everyone is if you do something and it asks for card information, it is not free. So you read
that's
your
right.
terms to make sure that you're not being billed for something unknowingly. Because that happens a lot, and that's why I'm really understanding when people call in and I don't try
well,
to argue.
Your
I just
heart.
Assist them with it. Because
it's built into the system,
you don't really
evidently.
Know.
Right.
You just really never know. So I tell everybody, read the terms, because if it's asking for card information, whatever you're getting is not free, and you will be billed for it eventually.
Right, right. And you know, that's just really taking advantage, again, of the old people. I'm 85 years old. And sometimes we can't even read this number on the back of the card. It's so hard to read, much less the fine print. But anyway,
right.
you're doing your part, and you're being honest with me, and that I do appreciate.
No problem, ma'am. Like I said, be on the lookout for that refund. I also
yes,
sent an email to the bellsouth.net email you have listed.
Oh,
so
yes.
You'll see that going back to you'll see that in your email as well that you got a refund.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
No
you
problem.
Are really helpful. You just need to work for some company that doesn't take these outfits that are robbing the poor client.
All right. And you
but
have a
I
great
thank
day.
You so much. You get you a job with some valid company that doesn't fool with companies like this, and you'll go straight up because you are very helpful.
Yes, ma'am. And I do thank you for calling the customer service. Have a great
well,
day.
Well, thank you, dear, and I appreciate you taking care of it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.